Good morning, my students. You're welcome to the class this morning. We are having a class for JS2 on the topic Commonwealth Games. This happened to be one of the international sports competitions that we are talking about. The first one we treated last week happened to be Olympic Games. Today we are talking about Commonwealth Games. How did Commonwealth Games originate? Actually, Commonwealth Games is an offshoot of what used to be known as the Empire Games, the British Empire Games. Now, when it was called the British Empire Games, it used to take place in London under the watchful eyes of the King or Queen of England. However, in 1930, a man from Canada named Mr. Robinson attempted to organize this same competition outside England, precisely in Canada. And that became the beginning of the Commonwealth Games. This game, called the Commonwealth Games, is actually designed for the countries that were once colonies of Great Britain. Of course, this includes countries like Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Gambia, Kenya, Zambia, Zimbabwe. This is just to mention a few in Africa. Countries like United States were colonized, but they are not part of the Commonwealth. Canada is there, India, Pakistan, and several other countries that come under the British Empire. So each of these countries, still like Australia, they are all involved and they are all represented. Now, what is the aim of the Commonwealth Games? The aim of the Commonwealth Games is to keep the unity between these former colonies of Great Britain, to continue to see themselves as people with one destiny, who have the same kind of interests. So one of the aims is the issue of the unity. Two, this game is also an opportunity for them to develop stars, athletes, sportsmen and women who could go into several international competitions like the Olympic Games. So the Commonwealth Games is a good ground to discover them as well as to train them. Number three, the Commonwealth Games also offers opportunity for countries that ordinarily couldn't host major international competitions like the Olympic Games, the World Cup. They could be privileged to host the Commonwealth Games, which is also another international competition that will give them opportunity of having an international feel. And fourthly, it is aimed at the development of sports in most of these countries. These are the aims of the Commonwealth Games. Now, what are the likely sporting activities that take place in the Commonwealth Games? We know that the Olympic Games is an all-encompassing sporting competition. The Commonwealth Games as well gives opportunity for diversification. So many people get involved in diverse sporting activities like swimming, athletics, gymnastics. Several activities are involved in these games, such that so many sporting activities are carried. Now, so far, no African country has hosted the Commonwealth Games. Now, Commonwealth Games as well takes place every 4 years, same year when the Olympic Games takes place. The same year, just like this year, is supposed to be a Commonwealth year. The only difference being that the Commonwealth Games takes place earlier in the year, while the Olympic Games comes up much later in the year, precisely around August. The Commonwealth Games comes up between February and March. That's the difference between the Commonwealth Games and the Olympic Games. Also, it will be important to note that the Commonwealth Games has created a very veritable ground for the discovery of great talents. Like in Nigeria, people like Blessing Okabare were discovered through the Commonwealth Games. Several other people had come up. People like Frank Frederick of Zimbabwe was discovered also through the Commonwealth Games. And these people became stars, international stars, with time. They even went ahead to compete and win laurels for their countries during the greatest of all sporting competitions, the Olympic Games. This is the lesson we have for today. I would expect you to list out, make inquiries through your atlas to find out 10 countries that are members of the Commonwealth. And those will form the fulcrum upon which we are going to make a list of the members of the Commonwealth. Thank you.